and welcome to Christmas Clatter. I hope everybody's healthy and well with all the crazy weather and events and things that we've had. And I hope everyone out there is doing fine, weathering this last little hoorah of summer. It can get out of here as quick as it wants to, and that's a fact. So we're still in our every other week part of Christmas Clatter. And then October we'll go weekly, be releasing more of our essential Christmas music playlist later on in this episode. And I've had a lot of good comments about that as well, which has been a lot of fun. I kind of didn't really expect it from the essential Christmas music playlist. If you're not sure what that is I've put together a playlist. It's available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music, and I release 9 to 10 songs of it every week now through Thanksgiving, and it is songs that are essential to Christmas. And so it got updated last night, so if you're following it, you get a head start on what the songs are. But Mary wrote me a nice note, or made a comment on YouTube, saying thanks so much for the essential Christmas playlist. My work has an August challenge to do 2 5Ks in a month, and I put the playlist on shuffle, and it got me through. I needed it just when I needed the exact push. Kelly Clarkson, Darling Love, Dolly Parton, Wham, and Lenona Lewis kicked in. I can't wait to see the rest of the songs on the playlist. Foof, 2 5Ks in a month. That is quite the challenge. Be quite the challenge for me. But yeah, this playlist is meant to listen to on shuffle, because one thing I didn't think about is, you know, certain songs will have two artists that represent that song, and they'll be back to back if you listen to it straight through. And so it's definitely one that's good for shuffle play, but I really appreciate that, Mary. And then I also had a comment from the Christmas guy, 365, Craig. He says, Todd, this playlist is going to be a godsend and maybe the best ever. It's like, no pressure. no pressure. Hopefully it takes, but I don't know if it'll be the best playlist ever as well. But I got some other notes on the playlist as well. Some people looking for the Christmas aficionado who just popped in here is looking for I Want a Wookiee for Christmas with His Own Comb. I think it was the name from the Star Wars special. But I really appreciate it, guys. And I also got a kind note from David Hatfield. He sent me through the website, ChristmasClatter.com. He also left a review on Apple Podcasts. And I used to, when I first started the podcast, be like, you know, rate, review, listen, all that kind of stuff. And got away from it and just let it be what it is. But David was kind enough to leave a review there and then send me a direct message. And thanks so much, David, for that. And he said in his message to me, he said, thanks for all you do. I just got into Christmas podcasts. I heard you as a guest on a couple of shows, so I figured I'd give yours a try. I'm a regular listener now, and your essential Christmas playlist is on my Apple library. Thank you so much for putting in the work. You mentioned Raise a Glass by Luke McMaster. I paused the podcast and went and listened, went to the list and had a listen. And you're absolutely spot on about that song. I've listened to it multiple times this week, and it will be a part of my holiday season here on out. Thanks again and appreciate it. Keep up the wonderful work. Well, thanks so much, David. Yeah, it's a great song. And I was kind of hesitant because it's not a, you know, super well-known song, super popular song. But I sound like a king or something. I deemed it essential, you know. But maybe that's the name of this. That'd be the name of this podcast. I deemed it essential, you know. But it just gave me all the Christmas feels, and it was a great song, by a great artist for sure. But I really, really appreciate you guys taking the time to reach out and say hello and leave your thoughts. It really, really does mean a lot. And, speaking of that, there's something I got to mention, and you guys know me. I'm not a very good salesman. I don't like to push stuff, you know, and things. I did the Christmas planner last year, and you know, it was received very well. But there's something this year. We have a partnership, a sponsorship, with a company. It's an app, a website called Just the Recipe. You can find it at justtherecipe.com or in your app stores. That's, you know, for iPhone or Android, even the iPad OS, justtherecipe.com. And this is a service I found quite a while ago. There's a YouTube channel called Simpletivity, I believe is the name of it. And it's this guy named Scott that kind of rolls through all these programs that make life more efficient and more streamlined, you know, from like emails and, you know, programs or planners, calendars, goes into like, you know, Trello and Motion and all that stuff. And he was doing like a website's things, and Just the Recipe popped up on there. And I was like, oh, that's something I've needed my whole life. and got on there and just absolutely loved it. And it's free to use. There is a premium subscription as well. You know, the free version has its limitations. And after using the free version for a little bit, I got the premium. And then Holly started using it. And after using the free version for a little bit, Holly, my wife, she bought the premium too and started using it. And what Just the Recipe does, if you ever gone to a website for find a recipe online, go to the website, and that page is just full of ads, pictures, some kind of blog post about the dish and something else. And you're like almost doom scrolling, and you're like, just give me the ingredients and give me the directions. That's all I'm looking for. I even found recipes, and it's like, I could never find where the actual recipe was. I just gave up and went and found another recipe somewhere else, because it's like, I couldn't find where the ingredients were. I couldn't find where the directions were or anything. Well, what Just the Recipe does is when you find a recipe like that and it's got all the mess on there, you copy the URL, you copy that website, and then you go to Just Recipe and you paste that URL in, and then all the mess and all the clutter goes away. It's like magic. It gives you the list of ingredients with the quantities, and it gives you the directions. And it's glorious. And the free version is wonderful. It does have its limitations. There is a premium service that I recommend everybody get. Try the free one, but I recommend the premium, because with the premium, there's not a limit to how many recipes you can have. And you can divide the recipes up into sections. Like if you have one just for like, you know, you can put your cookies in one and put your, you know, marinades in another. So, you know, it's just so you can keep it organized. You know, with the premium, you can change the quantities. Like if they need to add butter, which they generally do, you can do that. You can even, if you add something new to it, you can put that in the recipe or change the directions, you know, all kinds of things. It even does conversions now from, you know, metric and imperial, you know, cups to milliliters, whatever. It can do that through the premium service. And it's wonderful. And the other cool thing about it is it's easy to share a recipe. How many times you're like, I got to get that recipe. And the other person's like, yeah, I'll give it to you. But then they got to go hunt it down and they never do. Then you never get it. Then you forget about it. Well, with just a recipe, you're like, I need that recipe. And if both of you have it, well, even if just one of you have it, you can take it. And it's really better if both of you have it. You could just grab your phone or your tablet and just share it one to another on there. And that's really wonderful. And the cool thing is if you have it, then it's on all your devices. So if you're like at the doctor's office and you're thumbing your phone and you find a recipe and you save it on there, if you get home and grab your tablet or your laptop, it's going to be there too, you know, once you log in. And so, it's really, really worth it. Ken asks, how much is premium? I'm glad you asked. Last time I looked for a full year of premium, just the recipe. I think the price has gone up. Holly, I think the price has gone up on it. Let me type it in my Googles real quick so I don't lead anybody wrong here. It's still not much. And Bryson, if you're still on here, you can let me know if you know it off the top of your head. I looked and I thought it was like $19 dollars for the year now. Oh yeah. Yeah. Right now, the price is $18.99 for a year. That's for a full year of it. However, if you use the code Christmas Clatter 30, I'm going to put that in the comments real quick for you guys to see it. And it'll also be in the show notes in the description. No, it's not Christmas Clatter 30. It's Christmas Clatter 23. I'm sorry. If you use the code Christmas Clatter 23, then you'll get 30% off a year premium subscription. So that'd be, 30% off of $19, which would be, let me grab my calculator here because I'm not going to do that off the top of my head, which would make it $13.30. So somewhere right in there. So below $14 for the year. And it will be so wonderful come this holiday season to be able to have your recipes in one spot that you can find. And I don't have the video. I'm going to be making a full video on just the recipe. It's not going to be an episode. It'll be just a regular YouTube video. And I'll have an ad that's going to be running from here on till the end of the season. The promo code's good till the end of January. Christmas Clatter 23. For 30% off. And the interface is so clean. You can go dark mode, light mode, and it just makes it so much of a joy to take all the mess from those online recipes. And so I'm so happy I was able to work with just the recipe. They're really great people with a really great app and service for people to use at a great price, even at full price, even at $19 for a year. I mean, that's less than $2 a month. And if you're one that cooks a lot, one that likes to try recipes a lot, it will really make life easier. And I believe you'll enjoy it as much as me and Holly do. It is really a really great service. So guys at the team from Just the Recipe, thanks for joining us here on Christmas Clatter and becoming a partner with us. And we really believe that those out there will really enjoy this service. They're, like I said, it's a small team that have put together a wonderful app and website to use. And if you guys are so inclined, go check it out. I know you love it. At the, you know, less than $14 for the year, it'd be well worth it. So, and, thanks for that, guys. And let's see, there was another announcement I was going to make. Oh yeah. The Christmas puzzle exchange will be coming up here around the 1st of October. So, be sure to stick around for that. And, as well, we'll be doing the puzzle exchange again this year, and it's so much fun. I'm kind of ready to do a puzzle. We always do them gangbusters around Christmas and first of the year, and then we kind of peel off, and you know, summer comes along, a little bit busier, a little bit more outside, but anyway. So, guys, let's get into some Christmas questions. I put the flags out there for people to ask questions, and so let's ask a few questions and see if we can get some answers. I kind of wish I could have just got these questions blindly. I think that would have been a lot of fun, but oh well, that's fine. Our first question is from Jessica Martinez. What's your all-time favorite holiday memory that still warms your heart? Oh, man. That is a good question. You know, when I first started Christmas Clatter, it was podcast only. I used to do a Christmas memory thing. I called it like Christmas Remembered. I had a name for it where I gave like, you know, told a story about a Christmas past I had, and people really liked it. Though the only problem is I only had so many Christmas memories that I could actually remember that were, you know, worth telling. Through that process of telling those stories, I came to the realization. I told a story about how my dad's mom, my grandma, dressed up as Santa Claus and came to our house on Christmas Eve and surprised me and my sister and stuff. And when like putting that story together and asking my mom and dad about it and pinpointing, you know, exactly when it was, because I couldn't remember, you know, I remember being little. It ended up being 1980 is when that happened. I was 3 years old. And so it's like, I realized that dawned on me, that was my very first memory of Christmas, was my grandmother dressing up as Santa Claus and coming to the house on Christmas Eve, you know, to have a little special you know, time at Christmas. I remember she, you know, Santa Claus gave me a little toy car. I don't know what she gave my sister. And then was like, I'll be back later with more. And so we were so excited. And that's probably my favorite holiday memory, just because it's my first memory of Christmas was something so special. And, it still gets to me. You know, she's been gone like 15 years now. And, it's still there. I'm a sentimental guy anyway. And, Dwayne wants to know, Charlene, his wife. Well, she wants to know, he's blaming on her. Did you make Holly change her name to a Christmas theme name when you guys married her, or is it just coincidence? Love you guys. Well, actually, yeah, I did make her change it. I was just like, you know, that this name's not going to work. No, she came pre Christmas ready. In fact, Holly's mom's name's Carol, like a Christmas Carol. And her dad was born on Christmas Day. And had a striking resemblance to Santa Claus. So I think it was just kind of written in the snow, if you will, you know, but yeah, I get that a lot. It's like people like, you're the Christmas podcast guy and your wife's name Holly? I'm like, yes, that's how it works. But, you know, so, and yeah, guys, if you have any questions, they are quick to respond. Just the recipe is quick to respond, and Bryson will be happily to help you guys out and help you navigate if you have any questions or anything about it. And that's the cool thing about, you know, working with people that are, you know, not so big, they forget who you are or anything. So, all right. Andrew, he wants to know, what's your top three go-to Christmas movies that never fail to bring Christmas joy? And I know that written in the snow comment could have gone sideways, but I digress. We'll move on. But Andrew wanted to know my top three go-to Christmas movies that never fail to bring you joy. And one is A Wonderful Life. That's probably my all-time favorite Christmas movie. And it probably is my all-time favorite movie, just period. Christmas, not Christmas. Another movie that just brings me joy is Arthur Christmas. I love that movie. I love it. I love it. I love it. It makes me laugh every time. There's a lot of side comedy in that movie and comments that you don't get the first time, and then you hear them and you're like, oh my, and it's really hilarious and gives me all the Christmas feels. That's another one. I mean, stuff like Home Alone and Christmas Vacation and Scrooge and all that they do the same thing too. Christmas Story, they do the same thing too. But I kind of wanted to give, an answer, you know, that is maybe one that's a little off the beaten path. And that is The 12 Dates of Christmas. It was an ABC Family movie. You can find it streaming in several places. It has, Zach from Saved by the Bell. I can't think of his name now for nothing. And Amy Smart in it. And it's basically like a Groundhog Day 50 First Dates kind of movie. And it's really, really funny and really fun. And the last like 15 minutes is knock your socks off Christmas and heartwarming and just love it. Love it, love it, love it. You know, it's one that we watched the first time several years ago. And you ever sit down and it's like, everything's just right, and you watch just the right movie at just the right time with just the right like attitude and mindset. And that's what happened with 12 Dates of Christmas, and it's been one of our favorites from for a while. So Arnie and Doug want to know, how many Christmas trees are we doing this year? So we're gonna have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, at least 10, but I'm thinking we should go even dozen. That's what I'm thinking. So at least 10, hopefully we can get 12 in there. That would be a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I can hear Holly like screaming upstairs since I said that. No. Yeah. And so. Oh, yeah. But Emily wants to know if, well, this goes in with the just the recipe. Emily wants to know if I have a special holiday dish and what's my signature recipe. Well, I don't do a lot of that cooking. I'm not much of a cook. However, I have found out over the years that I have a special talent for making baked beans. It's like one of the only baked beans, chili, and meatloaf are like the three things I can cook well and people enjoy. And that's about it. So I'll say my signature recipe. It's not really a Christmas recipe. I don't have a special holiday dish. My mom and Holly make all kinds of special holiday dishes, and I love them all. But my signature recipe is actually, I think it might be my own invention from this past summer. And it's called cherry pie baked beans. Earlier this spring, Ken Smith sent me a YouTube short video of this guy doing barbecue, and he made apple pie baked beans. And it was just like, you throw this in and you throw this in. There was like no recipe measurements for it. And so I was like, oh, I'll try that. So I made the apple pie baked beans, I think for Mother's Day. And it was like a big hit. And then I got to thinking, well, what about cherry pie? So I made them, and they were really good, but then I had to perfect the recipe. So it's not in the show notes now, if you're on YouTube. I'll put the apple pie recipe in there, because the cherry pie recipe follows the apple pie recipe for the most part. And the only changes is I do a pound of bacon and a pound of breakfast sausage in mine. And then I add cinnamon, red pepper flakes, and chili powder to taste. But then everything, and of course, you substitute the can of apple pie filling with cherry pie filling, but the rest is all the same. And so, the cherry pie baked beans are probably my signature dish, because I don't know if I invented it. Somebody else might out there have done it before. As far as I know, I'm taking credit because I don't know anybody else at this time that has. But I really enjoy them. The apple pie ones, if you guys just want to watch that short, I'll put it in the show notes too. The apple pie ones are really good too. I really like those. Those are a hit. I know Ken's made them a couple times. People really liked them. So, both of them, you could actually make a meal out of them because they have, you know, sausage in them and stuff. But I like to add, and, you know, half bacon, half sausage, because everything's better with bacon. So, Ken's wanting to know, when is cookie day? When does the fabulous Yule Log Cabin open? Yule Log Cabin's opening up here real soon. I think they open the weekend not Labor Day weekend, but the weekend before, I believe, is when they open. We'll be going on Labor Day. That's our tradition. And cookie day is December the 8th, Friday, December the 8th this year. If you don't know what cookie day is, this will be 26 years. My mom, she puts up 25 trees or so, maybe more than that now, in her house, and it's all decorated up. And she has a big open house, and she'll make 23 or 25. I think last year she made like 30 different kinds. They open this weekend. Yule Log Cabin opens this weekend. Oh, wow. Thanks for correcting me there, Holly. I think she makes about 30 different kinds of cookies. And so there'll be about 5,000 individual cookies there. And it's just an open house for people to come in, grab a cookie, grab a coffee, you know, hot cider, whatever, you know, milk, whatever they like. Walk around, enjoy the decorations, and more importantly, just slow down and enjoy company. You know, as the holidays get closer, life gets busier, and then people miss out because they're too busy doing other things. It's just a chance to slow down and enjoy some, you know, some cookies and things. But that'd be on December the 8th. If you're ever in my neck of the woods, let me know. Everybody's more than welcome to come. It's not an invite or anything. You don't have to bring anything. The only requirement to be at Cookie Day is to sign the guest book so we can keep track of how many people came through. So, December 8th, first day of Hanukkah. Well, do they have a Hanukkah cookie? I need to check into that. see if there's anything we could do to celebrate that. That'd be cool. I mean, I don't know. I'll have to find that out. I don't want to say anything and offend anybody, but I might need to have something to honor Hanukkah a little bit for Cookie Day. But yeah, and the Yule Log Cabin's a local Christmas store, a couple little log cabins out in the middle of nowhere. And the lady that has our Hallmark store here, she's opening up a Christmas store too. So that's going to be opening up. So that's, we'll be checking that out as well. Dwayne, you are more than welcome to come anytime. I know that'd be a heck of a trip, but, be worth your while. Me and Holly's talked off and on about getting down your direction, sir. Arnie, Doug, come on Cookie Day. You guys can, crash here at the house if you wanted to. And, everybody's welcome. So yeah, but, let's see, we got a few more questions here. Got refreshed the page here. Morgan O'Brien, he wants to know, what is your newest family tradition? What is your oldest family tradition? Our newest one started a few years ago, thanks to, mention him again, Ken Smith in the chat. At midnight, when Christmas Eve turns into Christmas, we go outside and look up at the stars, even if it's cloudy. And actually, we'll go out a few minutes before, midnight, and we'll go outside and look up at the stars and then just wait and watch Christmas Eve fade into Christmas there at night. And something about that night sky is just extra peaceful and extra calming. And we were out there too, freezing, but just had to be out there and take a big deep breath and just kind of, soak it in. So I think that's our newest tradition. And, give me 1 second here. Got a tickle in my throat, but, our oldest one actually started before I was born. Hang on a second. Sorry about that. Got some allergies or something, but, our oldest family tradition actually started before I was born. My sister was born in 1974, and that year for her first Christmas, my mom and dad bought this pop-up book from Hallmark. It's a Hallmark branded pop-up book of the first Christmas. Story of the Nativity, and they read it before they did any kind of gifting, for Christmas. And it's been read every year, before we do any kind of gift exchange or anything at my mom and dad's. The first thing we do is, things been held together by tape and stuff. It's old, but first thing we do before we do any kind of gift exchange or anything like that is we sit down and someone in the family and some of the my mom and dad's grandkids are old enough, and we'll read the very first telling of the very first Christmas. So it's really, really, really nice. And it's something that we've been doing. Happened every Christmas I've been alive, so that's really good. So that's for sure. So I have a few more questions here. If you guys have any more, drop them in the comments. C-Man Gamer 22, do I like Christmas? Yes, sir. Yes, I do. But hey, there he is. Hey, Randy, thanks for hopping in here, man. You guys might know this guy a little bit better as the Santa Dad. He does Georgia Bulldogs coverage as well. So you guys, if you're interested in, college football, SEC, especially Georgia Bulldogs, check him out. So, yeah, it's, thanks for hopping here, Bearded Beanie. I appreciate it. I'm glad you are here live. It's always good to have you as well. Michael, he wants to know, among all the festive tunes out there, which Christmas song holds a special place in your heart and why? Well, there's a few. I think the most special Christmas song to me is probably Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That one just kind of gets to me. Just something about that, the kind of the melancholy of that song just always gets me. And it's like, you can even hear it in an instrumental, kind of thing. And, it just always gets to me. That's probably the one that I hold most special, even though I probably wouldn't say it's my favorite Christmas song. Cause right now, for the past year or so, I've been living, This Christmas by Donny Hathaway. And, but probably the one that holds the most special place would be Have Yourself Merry Little Christmas. Christmas Aficionado wants to know, in Home Alone, is Kevin's mom a horrible mother or just stressed out? I don't want to go I don't want to be like, oh, both, you know. And because that would be, that kind of be of a cop out. I would say stressed out more than a bad mom. And it's kind of one of those things that the reason Kevin was left is because, was it the oldest girl miscounted? She counted the neighbor kid. So if the oldest girl would have paid attention to everybody who she was counting, then Kevin wouldn't have been left behind, but she delegated that responsibility to her and trusted that she took care of business. So I would say stressed out more than bad mom. That would be my stance on it. I don't think she was a bad mom. I just think stressed out. That house was, that movie, that first scene where everybody's in the house, that part just stresses me out just thinking about it, you know. So I could see where, I could see where that could play a big part. So, yeah. Do you believe in Santa Claus? Well, yeah, I mean, it's like asking somebody if they believe in George Washington. So, but, alrighty. And then Samantha wants to know, as host of Christmas Clatter, you've covered a lot, but is there a topic you're really looking forward to exploring in the future? And, yeah, there is one. And I've been thinking about this, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to do it, because the subject isn't really overly Christmassy, is the thing. So, yeah. And, like Brenda Lee, she is known for rocking around the Christmas tree. Does anybody, well, there might be a few people in there and stuff, but, does anybody know any other songs she did? She had a musical career and, it's like, what are her other songs? Why was she, you know, what made her so famous? I mean, she might have did the Christmas song early in her career, but what was her other musical legacy? Andy Williams, he had Moon River. I couldn't tell you another Andy Williams song. And he had a TV show before he released his Christmas album. That's how popular he was. In fact, when Barry Manilow was making like his second or third Christmas album, he told Clive Davis, he's like, you're going to turn me into the next Andy Williams. You know, so it's like, so exploring artists that we just know as Christmas artists because their other music has kind of faded away. That's something I've been kind of wanting to tackle. You know, what was some of their, you know, Christmas, you know, kind of things, or not Christmas kind of things that stood out that made them, you know, who they were, and that, you know what I mean? And so that's something I've been wanting to tackle. Like I said, I'm not quite sure how to get there because it's not, overly Christmas. Yeah. Well, yeah, Dwayne, she did sing Jingle Bell Rock too, but I'm thinking of like other songs she's done, like I'm Sorry, you know, and there's a few others. And the only reason I knew that is, full disclosure, I've been kind of into listening to Patsy Cline Radio and Pandora, and some Brenda Lee gets played on there that's not Christmas. And so that's the only reason you know, I knew that song. And you know, she was great. Brenda Lee and Patsy Cline both were great. But you know, there's so many other artists out there. Like Johnny Mathis, it's like I know his Christmas songs, but what else did he sing? You know, I mean, we know Elvis for Christmas. We know all the other Elvis songs. And, you know, I'm going to put this out there. Someone else that's on their way for only being known for Christmas music and not anything else that they've done, and that's Mariah Carey. You know, I was in high school when Mariah Carey was, you know, making it big and selling all the records and all that stuff. The only other song of hers I could think of now is the, was it the Jackson 5 cover of, you know, what is it? Are You Gonna Be My Baby? I can't think of, I think she had a song named Hero, maybe. I don't know for sure. But, yeah, she's another one that's just gonna kind of fade into that only known for Christmas song kind of thing. And stuff. So that's something I've been kind of wanting to cover. And like I said, I don't really know how to tackle it because it's not overtly Christmas. That would be something like, I guess a music podcast would do, but that's been something I've been kicking around. Yeah. Yeah. Burl Ives was another one. It's like, I don't know any other Burl Ives songs besides, you know, Holly Jolly Christmas and what in other Christmas songs he'd done. So, but speaking of Christmas songs, let's get into the playlist. So, I'm not going to run through the playlist from the beginning of the first 2 weeks, because if I start that, then I'll feel like I have to do that every week, and then it'll get way longer than it needs to be. And, but let's see what, songs made it to the essential Christmas music. I need to say it the right way. I say it different every time. What songs made it to the essential Christmas playlist, here in week 3? And again, this is just a list. It's not in order. It's completely random. I mean, I picked the list, but it's put up here completely in random. And, so here we are. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Thurl Ravenscroft. Got to have that on there. Feliz Navidad. Jose Feliciano. It's Christmas All Over Again. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. What Child Is This? Josh Groban. Also Bing Crosby, who was the song that he also was in Holly and the Ivy, which is a melody with. What Child Is This? That song's not on there twice, but it kind of both counts both directions. I and We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Bing Crosby and John Denver in The Muppets. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Johnny Mathis, Michael Bublé, Pretty Paper, Willie Nelson. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Andy Williams. I wish it could be Christmas every day. But Wizard and Away in the Manger, Nat King Cole, and Lauren Daigle. So that is the list. Essential additions here. They're already on the playlists on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube Music. Links are below. Mikey's saying Michael Blue Buddy's going that way as well. I would probably agree with you. I kind of skewed on that because I listened to a lot of Christmas Michael Bublé. His songs are more familiar to me than others. That's probably why he didn't come up, because I call Michael Bublé the methadone for Christmas music, when you try to get out of the season. So, this is the list. I think there's 10 on here this time. All these are just banger classics. These are just absolute staples. If anybody wants to fight about any of these songs, go ahead. But, it'd be ridiculous too. These are all definitely essential, all definitely, songs that need to be up there. There might be an artist or two you might want to, exchange out or put in or add on, but the songs themselves are the ones, on there. Yeah, there's no Wookiee yet, but there's still time. We're going all the way to the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so you just never know. You just never know what's gonna happen. But someone commented on this. Might have been Mary. I replied to. I can't remember now. But I was like, it's just so hard for me not to release all the songs at once because I'm so excited about them. It's kind of like when you buy a really cool gift for somebody and you just want to give it to them like 3 weeks before Christmas or their birthday or whatever. I kind of get that feeling. It's that feeling. It's like, I just want to release them all out there, but I won't be patient and do it like I planned on and stuff. So that way I can run through these. But yeah, this week is stout. This 3 week is a stout list here. I don't think there's any real surprises on here at all. Unless, Pretty Paper might be the most surprising one. I wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day is a classic, probably more so overseas than here, but still, it's a lot of fun. And, Santa Dad's asking, what is Cookie Day this year? It's December the 8th. Yeah. And, his daughters enjoy the Sia Christmas album. Just wait. She may be on there, but, it's been a lot of fun, guys. And, for those listening on the podcast, thanks so much for taking time to listen. And thanks so much for sending your questions and your views and your comments. I greatly appreciate it. It's always wonderful hearing from people and, through the week, it brightens my day because I'm not as active on the social medias as much as I just kind of post up, before a couple of days before we have an episode to let everybody know. And I really appreciate it. And if you guys could, are interested, head over to justtherecipe.com or download the app on your phone or tablet. And if you feel like grabbing that, that premium, subscription, for a year, put in the code ChristmasClatter23. You'll get 30% off. So happy to have those guys along. Full disclosure on that. I reached out to them to see if they want to be a part of Christmas Clatter, and they were happy to come aboard. And I'm just saying that because that's how much I like it, And I don't ever want to use this platform to offer something that I don't believe in myself. It's a great value and for the money. And I think as we enter the holiday season, we begin to cook. You guys will enjoy it, but just, there'll be plenty on them later. Just the recipe .com or the apps, Christmas Clatter 23. And guys, we'll be back in a couple weeks. I'll have a guest on next week. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I mean, I'll tell you eventually, but not right now. I'm just going to tease it out there. And I've got some great episodes coming on, coming up. I got Scott Newman's coming on. We're going to rekindle an old idea I had a year or so ago. And we're going to list bands or musical artists. You know, this is coming up October. Bands or musical artists that haven't made any Christmas music that should. Got that coming up. Ken Smith's coming up sometime. And we decided to pull out a Christmas album that maybe most people don't know about or slash remember slash have no idea. And we're going to review it and our thoughts on that. Jerry D's from Totally Right Christmas is going to be a guest this year. I have Charles Agu from Agu Designs. He's going to come on and be a guest and do a live drawing. His art is really amazing. He's going to be lined up. And I have other people I have emailed and to get set up as guests. So here we are rolling. Let's roll through the heat. Roll through August. We got Ben said earlier, Pumpkin Spice is hitting Starbucks tomorrow. Be today if you're listening to this on the podcast. And let's get through this. How are we the dog days of summer? I don't know. I'm going to say yes. Let's just roll through it. Kids have started school for the most part. And let's just roll through this, get through Labor Day, and get that little crisp in the air for fall. And enjoy this journey to Christmas. Guys, thank you so much for joining me here on Christmas Clatter. And until next time, remember, keep Christmas hope alive every day.